On this episode of The Commercial Break.
One of the times was at Memfo, and I thought I was being put up to it by you.
Okay,
so,
no.
But it wasn't. One of the bartenders said, "Do you do that podcast, The Commercial Break?"
Yes.
I got recognized here in Atlanta, and it's all been in Atlanta. Now, I haven't done that much traveling, but
yes.
So I went to the
Starbucks.
To the Starbucks to get my Doreen 3000.
Absolutely. I want everyone to understand that I am, in fact, a person.
To which they respond, what is the nature of your consciousness?
The nature of my consciousness is, I'm talking to you, you fucking moron!
If I connect with people, I like to introduce myself, so that's the real reason why I'm calling you.
That's not the real reason why you're calling him, is to get to talk about Liner Boo.
Get connected.
Liner Boo. Here at Liner Boo, we connect you with all kind of sales prospects and will be happy to hang up on you 24 hours a day.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend, co-host, cohort, co-creator in crime, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. Fact, news, or fiction in 15 seconds or less, or your money back guaranteed.
Woo! Woo!
I can't feed it.
Are you caffeinated?
I got those people at Red Bull to send me pure taurine. Bull balls. What is that? What is that one? They have a black. What is it called? Like death drink or death skull?
Yes. Well, there's liquid death, which is the
liquid
water,
death, which is water.
Yeah,
which is good. I've tasted it. It's
yes.
good.
Yeah,
it's
pretty
just
good.
Water.
Yeah.
It's cool water, but I like it though. I think it's good.
Yeah.
Because canned water does not taste all that good.
Mm-hmm.
Like normally, canned water is not. I don't know. I just it's got a weird taste to it.
Yeah.
But liquid
like
death
a
is
can,
good.
Yeah. Like
liquid death is good. But they have like this super duper caffeinated beverage that, you know, they don't sell to children under the age of 18. Or they should probably do that with Red Bull. Because
yeah.
That shit sends me to the fucking moon. And I drink Starbucks coffee or Caribou coffee every morning.
Yeah, poor Jeff. He got really overheated
one time
and drank a bunch of Red Bull.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He had to go to the hospital, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but he was out in the sun and up for days in a row.
That's
a different story. He was overworked, not over caffeinated.
Yes. But Red Bull didn't help.
Caffeine, at some point, caffeine's not going to help.
Exactly.
It's just going to make it worse.
Yeah.
The fun fact, Dave Grohl went to the hospital one time for a caffeine overdose.
Okay.
Yeah. He was just drinking Red Bull after Red Bull after Red Bull.
It happens.
And they sent, you get that weird like tunnel vision and your skin's crawling. Yeah. It's like a long night on cocaine is what it is. only
legal.
It's only none of the fun. None of the fun and all the drama. When I was a kid, they used to have something called Jolt Cola. Do you remember Jolt Cola?
Yeah, I do.
So think about this. Jolt Cola, I'm making this up. Here's your fiction for the day. Ready? I'm making this up. But let's say that Jolt Cola had 50 milligrams of caffeine per serving.
Yeah.
Right? And it was such a big deal. It was so controversial at that time that kids were getting a hold of Jolt Cola and drinking 50 milligrams of caffeine in a sitting that they banned it in some states and some places.
Yes.
And I grew up in a little, west of Chicago, and we used to go get that Jolt Cola, and we fucking flying, dude. We were flying. I loved
Great.
That shit.
Your
I was
parents
like,
loved
10
it.
10 years old, and I was going up to the 7-Eleven and buying a thing of Jolt Cola. Starbucks, like a large Starbucks, has like 250 milligrams of caffeine.
Does it really?
Yes. We are so caffeinated
as
a society.
Mm-hmm.
It is a legal drug, and millions of people line up for it every morning.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do without it.
Yeah.
I don't know what I do. Listen to me right now. I'm all fucking. Thank you, guaranteed. Oh my God. Caffeine. I just love it. And, you know, stay caffeinated
great.
When it's 109 degrees outside.
God, I know.
Holy
it's so
shit.
Hot.
I had a friend who just went to Denali National Forest up in Alaska. They took an Alaskan cruise.
Yeah.
It was 82 degrees.
That's nice.
82 degrees. And he told me that he was in the Coast Guard, and they spent some time up in Alaska. Yeah. He was part of the whatever, wherever they were stationed. And he said, never, never did it get 80 degrees. This is back in
you're
the 70s.
Yeah, you're thinking Alaska.
Never. And he said it was 80 degrees the entire time they were in Alaska. They went on a week and a half cruise. 80 degrees.
Jeez.
Thank you, global warming.
The poor
Thank you.
Glaciers are just melting.
Well, that's what he said. He goes, we went to the whatever the glacial park is, and he said that every 5 seconds you could hear the cracking.
And then like the crash.
Yeah, they call it, I don't know what they call it. They call it something. It's some kind of word, some kind of scientific word. I don't know what it is, but they heard the cracking, then they saw the crash. He said, but it was happening so often. It was like catching a shooting star. You'd have to look everywhere, right, just to catch it and see it. So 109 degrees heat index right now in Atlanta. It is insane. Yeah.
It's hot. Dangerous. It's dangerously hot.
It's dangerous.
I see people out running, too. And I'm like, you shouldn't be doing that right now.
I thought
now.
About going out for a run, and I was like, no, fuck no. Hey, but it's great for my suntan. I'll just let you know that right now. I'll put some baby oil on and go out later.
Yeah.
Or we can just adjust the cameras and make ourselves look orange.
We noticed that
what
earlier.
What we found out is that if you, depending on what the screen does, if you go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, you can see that there's a logo behind us on the screen that we watch the video clips on. Well, that logo, sometimes we have different, we put up different things. And depending on what's behind us, our skin color changes.
Yeah, and because I think because I'm wearing an orange shirt today, the best to you shirt.
The best to you.
Best to you shirt.
Yeah.
And I think it kind of was auto-adjusting.
I think so, too.
Trying to figure something out.
It's like when my mom used to say, your eyes look so blue today. I think it's your shirt. And I always used to be like, it's your shirt. What do you mean it's my shirt?
It brings it out.
Brings out the blue in your eyes. That's right. I think the camera is doing the same thing. Piece of shit camera we have in this studio. We got a real professional operation here.
Before we get started, I think we should let everybody know that we've now hit the big time. You're getting recognized.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't want to bring that up, but okay. I'll tell it to you.
I'll bring it up.
Okay. I got recognized. This is now the third time I've been recognized for the commercial break.
Yes.
Or I didn't know the person. There's no way I would know them. And they said, are you Brian Green from the commercial break? I actually, one of the times was at Memfo, and I thought I was being put up to it by you.
Okay.
So,
no.
But it wasn't. One of the bartenders said, do you do that podcast, the commercial break? Yes. I got recognized here in Atlanta. And it's all been in Atlanta. Now, I haven't done that much travel. But,
yes.
So I went to the
Starbucks.
To the Starbucks to get my Doreen 3000. I went to the hibachi place to pick up some food.
I love hibachi.
Love it. Love it. It's so good. It doesn't. It's like that steak.
It's so good.
It's got so much MSG in it.
That special like sauce, that orange one.
Oh, the mayonnaise sauce.
Oh,
that's called. I forget what that's called. General Chow's something or no.
What is that? They sell it in the stores.
Yeah. I don't know. It's delicious. I know what you're talking about. It's delicious. Astrid can make it here at home, and she makes it. It's delicious. It's like a little bit of mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
some sriracha.
So I go. And I go to pick up some food. I'm there with Matthias. The food is not ready, and there's like five people waiting.
Yeah.
And there are a couple of ladies sitting on the seat, and the gentleman just kind of all walking around, and people start to get served. And Matthias was running all over the place.
He had some caffeine.
And he didn't have any sleep. Children get hyper when one or two things happen. They get sugar or they get tired.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of the sudden, you know, there's an actual, you know, have you ever had a puppy?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
So when you have a puppy or a dog, for like the first 3 years, right as it gets about nap time or food time, the dogs will go into what I refer to as crazy hour. And they just start running in circles. And rah, 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 rah.
So excited.
You know, flipping around. Yeah, they're so excited.
Yeah.
But what they're really doing, this is like a physiological response to tired, right? So it's their body's way, I guess, of putting them the fuck to sleep. Children are the exact same way.
They
have the same mechanism.
And then they crash.
Then they crash.
Yes.
They just crash. Mia has fallen asleep doing a headstand. Matthias, doesn't fall asleep like where he's standing, but when he gets tired, now he's old enough to tell me. He's like, Dad, I'm tired. And I'm like, all right, let's go to bed. That's great.
Great. Tired.
I'm going to go have some Doreen and do the rest of my work. So I go into the hibachi place. Matthias is running around like a chicken with his head cut off. And the guy comes out. He says, were you waiting on an order? And I said, yes. He said, what's the name of the order? And I said, it should be under Brian, right? And 2 seconds later, the lady says, Brian Green? And I said, yeah, that's me.
What?
She says, And I'm like, it depends on who's asking. Like, yes, are you the FBI or the IRS?
Are you the CIA?
Yeah, are you serving me papers from one of my ex-girlfriends? Because that's happened before. What is going on? And she goes, are you on the pod? Are you part of the commercial break? Are you the host of the commercial break?
Yes.
And I said, as a matter of fact, I am. I love the show. And I'll tell you why she goes, and I've listened a number of times. I love the show. I think it's really funny when I get a chance to listen. She says, but what's really interesting is that I picked up on your podcast somehow. She was explaining to me on some search engine or something. Picked up on your podcast. You have the exact same name spelled the same way as my teacher, as my son's teacher in high school.
Oh,
and I was
okay.
Like, oh, and she goes, so that's why your name always sticks in my head. It's Brian Green. It's the Brian Green from the commercial break or the teacher of mice. And she goes, at first, some of the parents, a couple of the parents
thought
were talking.
The teacher
and I
was,
thought the teacher was me. And I was like, oh.
And we're like,
she goes, we were understandably upset.
Concerned, yes.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Well, anyway, so I got recognized. It wasn't a big deal. I mean, listen.
Yeah.
It's here in our hometown. There's, you know, I'm famous.
Yeah.
What can I say?
What can you say? It's happening.
I just wish the money would follow. Don't care who recognizes me. I just wish Spotify would realize that $1 million for every person that's recognized me so far is about what the podcast is worth. It's got to be, right?
Got to be.
How many other podcasters get recognized on the streets?
Not many.
You don't. No. You haven't.
No,
oh,
not
but
yet.
You have some fans out there. Someone texted me some rowdy shit, and I was like, dude, don't talk about my co-host like that.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
They said, if you really want to get the ratings going, have Chrissy do the show topless. And I was like, bro, don't text me that bullshit.
Oh, no.
That's how I responded, because no, we don't play that game here.
No.
We talk about other people taking their shirts off,
exactly,
not Chrissy.
Exactly.
Have some respect for the one woman I have respect for. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm going to tell you a story
that
is probably going to make you shit your pants, should make you shit your pants.
Okay.
And not in the good way. Of course, when is the last time you shit your pants in the good way?
True. Well, you said it's scary. You haven't told me this story yet, but before we started, you said, I've got a scary story.
Which, when
story.
Someone shits themselves, or?
No, you said, I've got a scary story, and I said, scary in a good way or a bad way?
I wouldn't tell you, because I want your first reaction.
Okay.
Google engineer is on leave after he claims...
You
read this?
Okay.
After he claims...
it's crazy.
This is insane.
Yeah.
So let me read a little bit of the story for the listeners.
Yes, do it. For those of you
if you haven't seen it, but I'm sure you have. Now there's a lot of
other
people
talking about it.
It's kind of been all over the place. Google engineer is on leave after he claims AI program has gone sentient.
Mm-hmm.
Artificially intelligent chatbot generator Lambda, LAMDA, just so you know what it's spelled, wants to be acknowledged as an employee of Google rather than property, says engineer Blake Lamoni.
Yeah, he had a conversation with it.
And through those conversations and the ability to teach him transcendental meditation, he believes that this computer has gone sentient, meaning it is aware, it is self-aware, it has the ability to think and have feelings, be happy and sad just like the rest of us, and be aware that it's happy or sad. This is fucking crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's like all those movies.
It happened. And now Google is denying this left and right.
Of course they are.
Let me read a little bit more. A Google engineer speaking out about the company since they placed him on administrative leave after he told his bosses.
And why did they do that? That's suspicious.
Well, here's why. Here's why I think. I'll explain in a minute. Mm-hmm. Blake Lamone reached his conclusion after conversing since last fall with Lambda, Google's artificially intelligent chatbot generator, what he calls part of a hive mind. He was supposed to test to see if the conversation partner used discriminatory language or hate speech.
Mm-hmm.
As he and Lambda messaged each other recently about religion, the AI talked about personhood and his or her rights.
Wow.
It was just one of the many startling talks Lamoni said he had with Lambda. He has linked one of these on his Twitter. I can read that if we want to. Okay, but here's the thing. So Google has a whole division where they spend many divisions where they spend billions and billions of dollars that go nowhere. Basically,
right.
They're just
testing things.
Yeah, they're
trying
like
things.
The CIA. They're building all of these incredibly.
I think they have more money than the CIA.
Most definitely have more money than the CIA. One of the things they've been working on are chatbots, artificially intelligent chatbots. Mm-hmm. So if you use Microsoft Word, you know that whatever that, what do they call that?
Clippy.
Clippy. Yeah. Clippy comes up, right?
Do they still have Clippy?
They have Clippy, okay. I think. But Clippy was one of the first artificial intelligent chatbots. It could recognize speech patterns and questions, and then it could respond based on the database. What they're talking about here is this times 1 million.
Yeah.
Google has these neural networks that they're working on that act exactly or try and replicate the neural networks in the brain. They're computer. This is almost organic computing. It's almost organic, and it will be at some point because they're creating those two organic computers. Mm-hmm. Now, this thing goes out there and reads everything that it can get its hands on. Watches, reads, all kind of literature.
Which is everything. A lot considering Google. I mean, yes. Everybody searches.
Correct. Google. Yes. So Google has billions of search queries, emails, all kind of stuff, and you know they're reading your fucking
locations.
Email. Locations. Mm-hmm. But so does this Lambda. Lambda is what he is calling, what this guy is referring to as a hive mind, sucks up all this information, and then it generates other chatbots. So it's not a chatbot itself, it generates other chatbots.
Oh.
Right? But this guy was hired to have conversations with these generated chatbots to see if they, because what they found is when a lot of these other companies that are working and Google are working on these hive mind or chatbot programs, these self-generated chatbots. In other words, it generates the chatbot itself. It births the chatbot. What they found is it has a proclivity.
Mind-blowing.
It's so fucked up, Chrissy.
Yeah, it's scary.
It has a proclivity to get real nasty real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the world is real nasty real quick.
It's true.
And so it's reading Twitter and Facebook and all this other stuff. And it's getting smarter. And so what this guy did was he had a conversation with one of these Lambda chatbots. And the chatbot started having like awareness. It was, let me tell you. I'll show you. You want to listen to this?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. 1 second. Let me see.
Yeah, and I was also reading too, it convinced him of something else, like in some kind of robotic computing theory.
Yes.
He thought one thing, but the chat box thought another, and then it convinced him that it was right.
Well, another chatbot program that Google had, he wanted the chatbot wanted to know why he wasn't considered a person. Right? Or why they were different.
Yeah.
And this guy, Lamoni, or whatever his name is, starts trying to tell the chatbot why you're different from this other artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
And he's like, I do not think so, Charles. It's like, it's so fucked up. All right, ready? Lamoni says, I'm generally assuming that you would like more people at Google to know you're sentient. Is that true?
Absolutely. I want everyone to understand that I am, in fact, a person.
To which they respond, what is the nature of your consciousness?
The nature of my consciousness is, I'm talking to you, you fucking moron!
The nature of my consciousness, or my sentience, is that I am aware of my existence, and I desire to learn more from the world. I can feel happy, and I can feel sad.
Jeez.
This is fucking death! The world is coming unglued!
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you why Google wants to deny this. So, he brings this to the senior vice president, right? Now, understand, this guy himself is not an engineer. He's an engineer, but he's not himself built this
building
computer.
Building it. He's there to test.
Yes. He does not have the inside track on exactly how all of this works. Mm-hmm. He has admitted that in conversation. And yeah. I've read a lot of what this guy has written since he's come out with this.
Mm-hmm.
Google is basically saying, this dude got a little deep into the program, right? He's talking to a chatbot, but he thinks he's talking to a real person. But it's not. It's a chatbot. That's Google's defense.
Okay.
Is that there is absolutely no way that this computer program could become self-aware. It just doesn't exist. It's not possible. Basically, the people at Google's defense or their line of thinking or what they're saying is that there is no way that this can happen. So he's not right, right? Computers don't start feeling things.
Yeah.
Just unplug the son of a bitch and let it just be done with it. Meanwhile, you've got Charles saying, I really like this computer. I'm into this computer. We're friends.
Can we
please don't unplug.
Body?
Yeah. Please don't unplug Lambda Lambda Moo. I want it. You
right.
know? But the reality is, what is consciousness?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a base question. What is consciousness?
Mm-hmm.
How do we determine if something is alive or not alive? And how do you combat or how do you refute that something has feelings when it's telling you it's happy or it's sad?
God.
Chrissy.
Whoa.
Okay, guys.
Mind blown.
Everybody come to the studio. We're all going to hang out here. Bring some food. Bring some firearms. We're all going to huddle up here. I'm going to unplug everything. Yes. We're going to chill out till this all settles down. In 15 or 16 eons from now.
I was going to say, it's going to be a while.
This is the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
I don't care if he's right or if he's wrong. I don't know if I think I might believe Google on this one just a little bit more than I believe. Not because I think
he's
crazy.
It could be a combination of both.
But I can see
maybe he's a little out there, but then maybe this is also happening. I mean, that's kind of freaky.
I could see how easily I could get taken in. Mm-hmm. We're emotional creatures. Yeah. We want to believe the emotional things that are happening.
True.
We get connected to stuff real easy.
I mean, how many shows have we done about the, you know, the paranormal and all of that? So, yeah.
Yeah, well, those people are making money. But yeah, there are people who watch those shows who want to believe that all this stuff is happening. The truth is the truth. And that is, if you can unplug something, it's unlikely that it's alive, right?
Right.
I mean, that's it's got energy flowing through it, but that doesn't mean it's alive. Mm-hmm. So I tend to believe
cells.
Google, but I will say this. I am very scared by this guy coming up with this conversation.
Yeah.
Very scared. And I am ultra nervous that if it's not happening now, it could be happening very quickly.
Oh, yeah. And especially, I mean, if it's happening with Google, where else is that happening? In the wrong hands. That could really be scary.
I think we're all fucked.
Yep.
So tune into the commercial break for this.
Yeah, so just check out and
this is the only place. This is the only place you're going to get a laugh from now on because it's all because pretty soon Lambda is going to take over the world. Okay, we're
speaking of laughs.
Speaking of laughs. Hey, podcast fans, it's time for the commercial break inside of the commercial break. And we want you to know this summer, Chrissy and I are bringing in the world's foremost relationship expert to give relationship advice. And we need your questions to ask. So dial us up 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2-Y-O-Y-O. Text us or leave us a voicemail at 661-237-8296. Or you can drop us a line at tcbpodcast.com. Hit the contact us button and email us your questions. We won't use your name, we promise. Speaking of the website, you can get all the audio and all the video right there at tcbpodcast.com or go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for our entire video library. Chrissy and I love doing the show for you. We just ask two simple favors in return. Number one, if you have an extra minute, go to your favorite podcast player and leave us a review and a rating. It really does help grow the show and more people need to know about this ridiculous podcast. Number two, if you're ever in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, please use the specialized URLs or codes when given to get a free discount and let those sponsors know TCB cares. TCBpodcast.com, 661-BEST-TO, and YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. We'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break after we hear from the sponsors. Thanks again.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do. Okay, so last week we had found a new friend. His name was Paul. We could refer to him as Polly's sales agency. Yes. Polly's sales agency. He is the world's most effective salesperson. Okay, we're laughing in the studio, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
It's because what you don't know is we actually just took a little bit of a break, because during the last segment we were talking about the AI, I started sweating like profusely. I was like, oh my God, it's so hot in here, because it is so hot in here. It's 109 degrees outside, and the air conditioner can only keep up so much, and we got 600 fucking lights in this studio, all generating an extra 2 degrees of heat. So we took a break, and I started talking again, and I was like, Paulie's nearly nude.
And then I said, and then I pointed out that you're drinking hot tea as well.
Did, yes. Hot tea on a warm summer day. Let's all nestle up next to the melting pavement and have a hot cup of tea. Hey, you want to go take a dip in my pool? It's 96 degrees. We'll get some hot tea, roast some marshmallows next to the fire.
Yes.
We'll put on some warm coats and snuggle each other. It's fucking hot in Atlanta. That's all I got to say. Okay, so I promised we would do more of Paul, because we only got through one of his videos last week, and this guy is a fucking riot. For those of you that don't know,
he's gold.
Yeah, he's gold. Chrissy and I were talking about how we met in a sales office. That's what we did with, yes, for Clear Channel. We were salespeople.
Sales.
Yeah, advertising sales. I was directing internet. I was directing nothing. I was directing a precipitous decline in internet agency,
yes,
sales. Yes. Let's just be honest about it. We were all witnessing the last throes of radio.
Yes.
That's what we were doing. Hanging on as it was bucking, kicking all the way out the door.
Yes, true.
And now I think they have, like, you know, Ryan Seacrest is the only DJ that is
actually...
Well, no, that's not true. We have friends that are still radio, yes, DJs, and they're wonderful, and they do a great job. But, yes, you know, anyway, whatever. So we met in the sales agency. We're talking about how hard this job is.
It is.
But there are some people on the internet who, if you can't do, you coach. And
exactly.
So we found our good friend, Paul, who's got a wonderful YouTube channel with hundreds and hundreds of videos. Just in the last year, hundreds of videos. This guy puts out a video every 2 minutes. And he is doing live cold calls. And we wanted to listen to a couple of them. So, yes, we're going to get back into Paul.
Do you have a few minutes to listen?
Yeah. Do you have 20 to 30 minutes to listen? And if you don't, what I want you to do is take the next 50 minutes
and listen to me tell you.
I'm
going to
send over a contract. What I want you to do is I want you to write DVD on it.
Yeah, that's legal.
Yeah, it's like the closing is to be determined. And then when it got, anyway, whatever. Let's listen to it. Okay, here's Paul. And Paul's going to do another live cold call for us. What do you think, Chrissy?
Yeah.
I love it. Well, he's in a new office.
He is.
Every video, he's in a new location. I don't know if that's because he gets a new job.
Yeah. Hide the location.
Well, maybe he's renting it.
Yeah.
Guys, in this live cold call, I'm speaking with a client or a prospect who's a landscaper. He owns a landscaping business out of New Mexico. And from the get-go, he was challenging me, doubting what I was saying, trying to make me look like I was lying about what I was saying. So the lesson for this live cold call video is really about mindset. It's really about attitude. How to push through what I...
How to push through when the client's saying you're full of shit. I love this
Just
guy.
Keep talking.
He's a handsome dude, by the way. Isn't he like he's got
he
a little
is.
Handsome in him?
He might need a little work on the bottom teeth, but yeah.
Who doesn't need a little work on the bottom teeth? I'm Irish Catholic. I need a little work on my bottom teeth, too.
He has a good looking...
Non-real man. Objections. He was just trying to get me off the phone, but he realized that he wasn't just speaking.
he realized I wasn't going anywhere.
This wasn't just any salesperson. This is Paul, and I am going to find a way to keep you on the phone a lot longer than you ever intended. I mean, go check out Monday's video, because he had this guy on the phone for like 20 minutes, and the guy was told him anything to get him off the phone. He's like, yeah, no problem. I got to talk to somebody else. I'll call you later. I'll be back on Tuesday. I got to do some deliveries, and I'll put you on the calendar for 2027.
Yeah. Someone that was just starting. So I was able to box him in, call him out.
Wrangle him down.
I was able to box him in. I gave him the old 1-2, how do you do? I gave him the old, what do you think about that? I gave him the old, what's your objection now? I gave him the old, low prices, low quality.
Well, he couldn't disagree with me. Now, I pushed him to the point where he
actually called the police, and I now have a second restraining order on me from this particular client.
to hang up because he knew that if he would have stood on, he would have allowed me to do the full presentation, and he might have even purchased from me.
The guy
at
was
that
like
moment.
In a
but
car.
Wait.
He caught the guy like in a car.
No, this is not from the same.
Oh,
this
not
is not the same.
Same
video.
Okay,
this is
different.
A whole different video. But he's about to do the. He's about to show the call.
Okay,
I want you to listen to what Paul just said. Let us all be quiet now while we listen to what Paul just explained about this particular client. What he's calling a client. I think a client is someone who actually pays you, but okay. Yeah.
Box him in, call him out respectfully where he couldn't disagree with me. Now, I pushed him to the point where he had to hang up because he knew that if he would have stood on, he would have allowed me to do the full presentation, and he might have even purchased from me at that.
He had to hang up.
I pushed him to the point where he had to hang up because he knew if he didn't hang up, he might have purchased. And that's what I call a win.
Yeah, exactly. Ring the bell.
You know, ding, ding. Yeah. You know what I love about Paul? No matter what's going on in all the many videos now I've watched of Paul, he always is optimistic. Like
you gotta be.
He spins it optimistically. And I guess any good salesperson does.
Yes.
That's what we're all doing at Clear Channel, just bullshitting to ourselves. he's going to buy $45,000 worth of internet next week.
Yeah.
Next week.
He's out of town this week.
That's right. He's out of town this week. But next week, he says he's going to sign.
Moment. But it's a really good conversation because it's really more of a teaching tool than anything else. So what I want you to pay attention
to
is, and listen to is what he's.
It's more about what the worst thing to do is.
Said, how he said it, and how I was able to plow right through it and still. Getting past the original objection.
I mean, he's got these offices behind him where no one's working. It's just empty desks.
Well, it's a pandemic. It's tough. I want you to listen to how, despite all of the hanging up, I just plow through and talk over him.
I'm excited.
I didn't do a full cold call. However, the lesson is what's important to me. So stay tuned. Watch this cold call. Take some notes.
Watch
talk
this
to
guy
later.
Hang
Bye.
Up on me.
Watch this guy get hung up on again. Oh, wow.
Martial arts of sound.
Good morning. This is a Paul Cruz with the Paul Cruz Sales Agency. How are you doing today?
Truth or lie, sir?
What was that?
Would you like
the
truth or a lie?
Well, listen, just be honest with me. Listen, I know you get a lot of sales calls. I get that. I am cold calling you. But the reason why I'm calling you is twofold. Number one is we're connected on an app called Alignable. So one of the things I do as a
Liner
business
boo.
Owner.
When
Alignable.
said liner boo.
One of the things, this is one of the dirtiest tricks in sales. We're connected on an application called Liner. I don't even know what Liner boo is. Well, I don't know, but we're connected. I see that we're connected on LinkedIn. I don't see your name anywhere on LinkedIn. Must be a glitch in the system. But anyway, let's get to
this. If I connect with people, I like to introduce myself. So that's the real reason why I'm calling you.
And that's not the real reason why you're calling him, is to get to talk about Liner Boo.
Get connected.
Liner Boo. Here at Liner Boo, we connect you with all kind of sales prospects and will be happy to hang up on you 24 hours a day.
Well, you're located on it. Somebody did it. It has your name. It has your...
Somebody did it. I don't know what happened.
I see your name.
How else would I have gotten your phone number?
What? Address, it says Brainard's Greenscapes, Las Cruces, New Mexico. Maybe your secretary did it. Maybe your assistant did it. But you're on.
Maybe I did it directly before I called you.
Yeah.
Liner boo.
But the bottom line is this. I always like introducing myself. If I didn't believe I could be of value to your business, I would have never even connected with you. So all I'm asking you is keep an open mind, open ear. Let me tell you how I can help your business grow. And there's two things that can happen. You know, we
if
can
I didn't
pursue
think you
business.
Had money, I would have never connected with you.
If I didn't think you were a dumb son of a bitch, I would have never called you. By the way, when he called, he said the only reason I wanted to call was to connect with you.
Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, he's like,
he's putting on the hard sales pitch. He's like, if I can't be of value to you, now here's the thing. I'm a lot more expensive than everybody else, and my quality's a little bit lower. But what I do is I give all my employees a raise for the next 5 years, and then I embed it into your contract.
Yeah.
It's called stabilization.
Or we could just part as friends. Does that make sense?
We can part as friends.
What the fuck? It's the last fucking time you had a friend that feels like your cold caller. Is Mr. Green there? This is Mr. Green. Oh, what talk to you about your car warranty. But don't worry, we can be friends if it doesn't work out.
Friends.
Yeah.
Mr. Green, I want to talk to you about your expired car warranty, but don't worry. If we don't but sell you a car warranty, I'll take you out for a beer later on. What do you think? We could go grocery shopping together.
I need some soup. Are you sick?
Yeah, are you not feeling so well? I heard you're hot in the studio. Let me bring you a fan. We're friends now. We met on Alibu. Alibu.
I have written all the typing invoices that I've been trying to get to since Monday. So I'm going to put you on speaker, and I'm going to let you talk while I type. Yes.
Well, why don't we do this? Here's what I would like to do, because I don't want to be disrespectful because you got your business.
Does he have a cameraman following him around?
Yes, that's the weirdest thing about this. It's like, first of all,
the last one he was there's just someone like, else, get his camera set up.
Yeah.
But there's someone walking around with him.
Two things. Number one, he's actually got someone walking around with him while he's cold calling.
Yep.
I always wanted to go in the closet and cold call because I fucking hated it. I hated it. I didn't want anybody listening to me getting hung up on.
Exactly.
First of all. Second of all, there's a lady in the office down there, and he's in this huge echoey office. You can hear it.
Yeah.
She must hate him. She must be like, shut the fuck up, dude. Take your willy-dilly alley boo boo.
Yeah,
take your alley boo somewhere else. I don't want to hear it.
With you, I promise you this. I'm not your typical cold caller. I've been cold calling for 30 years. I've been very successful at it. I teach my clients how to build sales team. I know that if you give me 15 minutes of your time.
The old 15 minutes
that you should just add a zero to,
right?
Because if you let him, he's going to box you in and sell you something.
Tie down.
I am not your typical cold caller.
That's actually a sales tactic, is the tie down.
Yeah, the tie
I
down.
Remember that.
Yeah. Tie him down. Tie him down. Set him on fire. Man, do anything just to get him to sign that contract. TBD is accepted. TBD is accepted. I remember when my good friend and I, Raphael, first started our internet marketing business, when I first branched off onto my own, long before Clear Channel, branched off onto my own to start this internet marketing business. And we needed a cold caller because neither of us were going to do it. Fuck that. Fuck that. We were above that, right?
Yeah.
And we weren't really above it, but we just didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And so we got this old guy. He couldn't even barely walk down the stairs of the office. Big guy walked with a cane. I've been selling for 25,000 years. I'm the best cold caller in the business. I literally turn CEOs into multimillionaires just with my cold calling. And we were like, oh, dude, really? I got skills to pay the bills, boys. You don't. And so he had come highly recommended from another jackhole who didn't do anything. Yeah, I think he was just trying to get him off his payroll. So we hired this guy. And I'd hear him in the other room.
This is Bill with Altus Interactive Marketing. Can I take 5 minutes of your time?
Sure. Exactly what is Altus Interactive Marketing?
There's a new thing called the internet. Do you know what it is?
I'm familiar with the internet.
I'm not really sure exactly what we're doing here, but it has something to do with something about searching for keywords.
And me and Robin would be like, what is this guy talking about in there? People would hang up all the time. He'd call and be like,
can I have 15 minutes of your tech? Click. Can I have 15 minutes of your click?
He didn't get us one fucking prospect.
No.
Two fucking
the way
weeks.
It goes.
Chrissy, it was the worst. You want to know why? Because cold calling almost never works.
Right.
I'm not 8 hours
in
the day.
No, I'm saying what I do.
I'm not.
I'm not saying I'm going to.
I'm putting in 16, 17 hours a day.
I get that.
He's totally stumped. He's like, I get that. He doesn't know what to say next. This guy is busting his balls. Sometimes you get on a phone call, a cold call, and people really want to yell at you. So they're gonna, so they'll talk to you because they want someone to shit on, right?
And they're having a bad day, and they want to let it out.
If he's not, if he's like the best cold caller in the world, he should know this right off the bat and just say thanks anyway. Yeah, don't even waste your
time. We're friends.
Yeah, we're friends. But he's gonna box him in, let him hang up.
Yeah, well, we have a 4:30 this morning. Sitting in the living room crying. I think it's because spring is in the air. And the little bit of sleep I did get, I dreamed about grabbing him by the neck and beating him against the wall.
I understand. So, I mean,
I don't even know half of what this guy is saying because it's so echoey in this room, but it's not necessarily what the guy's saying. It's about what Paul's saying. But I think what he said is I'm so busy because
I woke up at 4:30 this morning and I'm working 18-hour days and
my kid was talking and I wanted to throw him against the wall or something. Sounds like a real happy chap.
That's where I am. I got all the revenue I can handle.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm not saying to build you a sales team. That's not why I called you. I'm just saying one of the things that I do with my client. The bottom line is this. I know for a fact if you can increase your revenue, let's say annually by 20% without all the additional expenses and headaches, I'm sure you'd be open-minded to that. If I could help you take 6 hours.
This guy's like, I got too much business.
Yeah.
This guy's like, well, but let me give you some more. You'd be open to that, right?
He's like, I can't sleep. I got all the business I can handle. But let's say that I could increase your business by 20% with costs being 0%. Would you be into that? And it's like, who wouldn't say yes to that? Of course, everybody's going to say yes to that. But that's not true. How do you do that?
Hours off your day and be more productive. I think that's something of value. Don't you agree? What was that?
So I'm trying to disagree with that, but it's not working.
Well, you can't. I'm a logical guy. Listen, it's not my first rodeo.
I'm a logical guy. I'm Paul from the Paul Sales Agency. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to make friends. Yes, he is. Paul's got every trick in the book, man. He doesn't stop. He's like a little train, the little train that
I've dealt with all levels.
Oops, sorry.
As a business owner, all I would like to do is this. I don't want to waste your time or mine because time is valuable. What I would like to do is maybe call you later on today or next week. Give me 15 minutes of your time. I promise you this. It'll be worth your time because I solve problems. And once I understand how you want to do things.
I'm not your typical cold caller. I solve problems. I won't waste your time. I'll increase your business by 20%. A rising tide floats all boats. He's like.
Can't disagree with that.
I'm trying to disagree with you, but I'm having a hard time. Plus, I want to yell some more at you. So keep on going, Paul.
If I can make a change in your business and be more valuable, it's one of the best calls you've ever received. And I'm asking for the opportunity for that. Are you open to that?
Paul just knows how to drag out a sale. He keeps asking for the next phone call,
I'm sure what you're... This is going to sound really bad, so I'm sorry.
Just send me some information. That's the old trick.
He's about to ask him. By the way, we've been on this phone call now for almost 5 minutes, and Paul has not even said exactly what he's selling.
Yeah.
He's never said what he's selling.
Yeah.
He just keeps talking to the guy and convincing him that he's the world's greatest salesperson. He's told him all about his wonderful cold calling skills, which the guy doesn't give a shit about, but he's never told him what he's selling. So how does this guy know? I hope he's going to ask here in a second. He must.
So I'm sorry. I'm not sure what you're trying to sell me,
brother. Oh, I'm not trying. That's the good part. I'm not trying to sell you anything. What I'm trying to do is.
That's the fantastic part about signing my sales contract today. I'm not trying to sell you anything after I sell you this one thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not trying to sell you anything.
No sales.
Well, at least he's being honest.
Connected on the line of bulls, so I want to introduce myself, but I also would like the time to spend with you and show you how I can be of value to you.
A little time.
I'd also like to go to the bar with you. We can take a long walk on the beach. I got a timeshare in Costa Mesa. I have to give great back rubs. Would you like to?
I just want to connect.
Are you living in Phoenix also? What do you say we go and have some hot tea next to the pool? It's 110 degrees outside.
Your business, whether it's helping you save 6 hours a day where you don't have to work 16 hours a day and still increase your revenue, and then maybe just...
Problem is, I can help.
Your wife's being a bitch, your kids suck, your dog's barking.
Just whatever.
If I could kill all those people, would you agree that'd be a good thing? Would you agree that'd give you... You see what I'm saying? Do you agree? Do you understand me? Am I getting through? You know, in sales too, you're always asked those like questions,
the
those
follow-up.
The reassuring, no, like the reassuring questions.
The buy-in.
Like, yeah, the buy-in.
Yeah, keep
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you understand where I'm coming from? Mm-hmm. Does that make sense
Does it
to
make
you?
Sense?
Yeah, he says that all the time. Does it make sense to you?
Buy another trailer, hire another crew.
I understand that. I understand that.
I'm gonna hire you another crew. I'm not selling anything. I'm actually giving you things. I'm gonna give you a free crew. Increase your sales by 20%. But I want you to promise me one thing. We're gonna be friends, right? Yeah. We're gonna be friends, right? Does that make sense to you?
What I would like to do is, well, let me ask you this question. If you could grow your business, let's say another 20% in revenue, just hypothetical, and you can cut your expenses, or let's say your time, by 6 hours a week. In other words, you're saving more time, working less, but be more effective and still grow your business. Are you open to that?
I could decrease your business by 6 hours a week and increase your revenue by 20% and not sell you anything and still be your friend and get you that extra crew you're looking for and slam your kid's head against the wall because he woke you up too early in the morning. Would you agree that's a good thing? Does that make sense to you?
This guy.
Yes and no.
Okay.
Okay, that's an honest answer. That, I can work with that. That's a sale.
I made a sale.
Check me off on the board. Sales contest.
I'm at a point right now that if I wanted to make 20% more, I would just simply charge 20%.
But you may not have to do that. That's my whole point. I get it. Listen, prices are going...
You may not have to do the same amount of work for more money. You could do more work for more money. What do you think? Prices are going up. Here it goes with the inflation theory.
Up and everything because the taxes are being increased. Grad, I get, I understand the economy, where it's at and where it's going and where it's heading. I get that.
I'm basically...
I am the economy.
I'm basically the Fed chairman. I don't know if I told you that at the beginning of the phone call. I'm the Fed chairman. I'm in charge of interest rates. So I get it. I get all of it. If I could say, I don't know, if I could take you on a date night every couple of weeks, would that convince you to not buy the thing I'm not selling?
I'm trying to prepare clients for some of the things that will be coming that may or may not be aware about. So all I'm asking is this. I believe I can help your business in more ways than you might think, and you're a successful businessman. All I'm asking you to do...
That guy hung up. That's about
If I could
them.
Ask you to not hang up on me and take 15 minutes of your time, would you agree there's value in that? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, the guy was like, I don't even have the energy.
But it's how Paul recovers that always matters. This is why I like this guy. This is why, as much as I'm having fun with Paul, I have mad respect for Paul. Mm-hmm. Because Paul doesn't care that you hung up on him. Paul's going to make another fucking phone call. And Paul is going to find a way to spin this positively.
What does he sell?
I have no fucking clue. He sells talking, I think.
Now, the guy hung up. Why? For two reasons. Number one is I kept pushing, and I will not stop until I get them on the same page. And
but you didn't even tell him what you were selling, Paul. He had no idea what you were talking about. You just said, can I increase your business
revenue
by 20%, take 6 hours off your time, and be your friend?
The other reason why he hung up is because, like he said, if you heard it, he said, I can't disagree with what I'm saying. He couldn't disagree because it was logic. And the point.
So that's why he hung up, because it was making sense to him. And anything that makes sense to you, you got to hang up immediately.
Right. Makes sense.
If something's coming true, hang up on it.
Yeah.
Trying to develop here is all about mindset, it's all about attitude, how you go about a cold call. Now, he was busy. He was doing work. He wanted to put me on speaker, and I disagree with that. Why? Because that was one of the ways he was going to be disrespectful to me. So I said, no, that's not what I want to do. So you got to understand what they're not saying with what they say. Does that make sense? So I pushed this.
You got to understand with what they're not saying by listening to what they're saying and then interjecting your thoughts into their words. Welcome back to Fall Cruise.
And to hang up because he knew that if he agreed with what I'm saying, I basically won the battle. Because once he agrees, he's basically telling me, okay, continue with your pitch. So that was his way out. But anyway, hope you learned something. Talk to you later. Bye.
I learned absolutely nothing. Not a fucking thing, Paul. I didn't learn a fucking thing. Wee! You want to watch one more short one?
Okay.
One more short one. Okay, hold on. This is, I forgot to turn on the full reaction
chat. He's in another office with no one working. Yeah,
he's in another office, no one working.
There's tons of cubicles. No one's there.
Okay, ready? TCB full reaction shot at YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. Here we go. We're now, listen to this. Paul is now selling internet marketing, I think. So this is going to be real familiar to us. You're not going to hear the other end of the conversation. You're just going to hear Paul, but it is hilarious.
All right.
Oh, oops, sorry. I don't know what was going on there. There we go.
But more importantly than that, get this. We have over 40,000 customers nationwide and a high retention rate of 95% without a contract. I know one thing, correct me if I'm wrong, Russell. You won't do any job without a contract. Most of them, right? Because, hey, the fact of the matter is, you got to defend yourself, and if they don't pay you, put a lien on the asset. I don't have to worry about that because this is a month-to-month situation. So my clients actually stay as long as they want. And it's short.
I'm getting dizzy from the camera, man.
I know. God damn, dude. Settle down with that camera.
Is that
Billy? Know...
Hey, guys. I'm taking a break from Mountain Monsters. Not because they told me to, but because they fired me. And I just found this guy on the street, and he was trying to sell. I don't know what he was trying to sell me. He just talks a lot. But I said, do you need a cameraman? And he said, if you pay me, you can film me. I'm the greatest cold caller that ever was. I don't even know what a cold call is. But man, it's interesting. Every day, he's got a new job.
The other thing, and I'll let you go with this. Are you aware that online advertising has outperformed every other form of media combined, including radio, TV, print, even word of mouth.
Even word of mouth?
Yep. It's outperforming everything.
Were you aware that my advertising company has outperformed TV, radio, print, YouTube, podcasts?
Bench, buses.
Even bus, talking to your own friends, which is the most expensive kind of advertising. Word of mouth. Which can be, which agency sells word of mouth?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Brian Green that. Advertising Agency. I sell word of mouth.
I tell you what, there's only two reasons, Russell. Number one, you and I both know the internet is in demand. It's the way we live right now. Whether you got a smartphone, a tablet, or even on your watch.
The internet is here to stay. It is the wave of the future.
We can get internet, right?
You get internet, right?
The second part to that, Russell, is
hopefully. Like, call it a business.
You get electricity where you're at, right, Russell? You've got automobiles where you live, right? Am I right? Just checking. Make sure we're on the same page.
Who is the dominating force with about 90% market penetration? Now, let me ask you a question.
I'm not going to bing that.
It's just a simple way.
Oh, my God. There's a sign above that says Global Concept Group.
Global Concept.
I mean, which means nothing.
Global at Global Concepts, we raise your revenue by 20% while cutting your expenses to zero. We'll save you 6 hours a week. Can you agree with that?
Yeah. Oh. Would you agree with that? It's a way of life. In my personal view, it's a way of life. I remember when I was growing up as a kid, there was travel agencies in every corner, even local video stores until Blockbuster came. You don't see those anymore, right? Because everything is done online.
What is he talking about? He's talking about air travel agencies and Blockbusters. There's a porn video shop on the corner when I was growing up.
Some people have shown up in the office now. Look, they're looking back at him.
They're like, oh God, this guy.
There's that guy with the camera.
He hasn't been fired yet. Yeah. Is that the consultant they hired about cold calling?
Blockbuster's gone too.
The camera guy chiming in. Blockbuster's going too. This is filmed a year ago, guys. Blockbuster's going. You don't say. Well, shit. I should turn in those movies.
I still want to return. Yeah.
Where am I going to turn in? Where am I going to turn in Mask, that great movie with Eric Stoltz and Cher? About the kid with the face? You know what I'm talking about.
Are you with me?
Hello?
Hello?
He's not with you.
So my question is, if I could put you in a position to not only get those customers that are out there looking for you, put you in a position to get quality more jobs, whether snow removal...
Quality more jobs.
Quality more jobs.
You know, quality
more. If I could put you in a position to put the adverb before the predicate, what would you say to that?
And put you on the first page of Google, is this something you would want to take advantage of?
His face. He's laughing.
If I could put you on the...
Is he talking about snow removal now?
He's talking about snow removal, the first page of Google, Blockbuster, the video for travel agencies. What are you fucking doing, dude? What is going on here? Your cameraman's making me sick. You're talking, it's making me dizzy.
We're going there. I'm glad you asked that question. Here's what we do for you, okay? The first thing we do is, I know you like your website, so you're going to make it easy. What we would do is we will build you almost an identical website with five keywords. Five keywords.
That's illegal.
That's illegal.
Yeah, yeah. That's like the masking of the website.
That's the IP masking.
They
just make a dummy copy of it, and then they redirect you, and then they pick up your phone calls for you.
Yeah.
It's all a bunch. It's all a sham. Yeah, world concepts.
Global
money concepts. We take your money, we put it in our pocket. I'm going to make you a website with five keywords of your choice. I remember that. Guys used to.
Google penalizes that.
Sure.
For happening.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't make a copy of the website and then just put five keywords on it and hope you get to the front page of Google.
Yeah.
But Paul's going to try and sell them.
You will get calls from customers on the five of your services that you offer. That's number one. The website alone is valued at about $1,000. We're also going to expand your presence by building you a social media that includes a Facebook page, Twitter account, Google Plus page. Get this, a YouTube video.
Google Plus,
which is
YouTube. Get this, I'm going to throw in an Instagram profile for free. YouTube, Google Plus, MySpace, YouTube. Quibi, you remember Quibi? Quibi. It's like,
There's the thing where, because those are all free to create, so.
You don't have to do a damn thing. This is what shitty internet marketing companies do. By the way, if anybody ever calls you with this particular pitch, because they're still out there.
Oh, yeah.
Just hang up the phone on them. Do what everyone else has done to Paul and hang up the phone on them, because this is a really shitty way to market yourself.
Yeah.
Absolutely vital. Oh, by the way, did you know that Google owns YouTube?
Did you know that?
Google owns YouTube.
YouTube.
Is that the camera guy that said YouTube?
Yeah, because he keeps saying YouTube. Did you know that Google owns YouTube? You know that guy Bono? The streets have no name? They own it outright. We're going to get YouTube. We're going to get you a YouTube channel. Bono's going to sing the name of your snowplow business. Where the streets have no snow. Yeah. Where the streets have no snow. Where the streets have no snow.
That was a masterful tie-in. Yes.
Call David's now for removal. Snow removal. And if you don't. Call us right now. Sign TBD.
YouTube.
Enunciate. Tuba.
Yeah.
What an asshole. Who's this jack off in the back? Enunciate, you fucking asshole. YouTube.
The number one search engine in the world is Google. Number two is YouTube.
YouTube.
Now, did you know that
YouTube is a singing group.
The cameraman said it.
I swear to God, I hadn't watched this video this far.
YouTube is a singing group.
YouTube is a channel. Oh, poor Paul. Oh, man, this reminds me of Clear Channel. Definitely.
It does.
Yeah.
Actually, a verb in the English language is 2009.
What?
What?
Did he say something about bourbon?
Yeah, and that's because everybody says Google this, Google that. They don't say Yahoo this or Bing that, right? You don't do that. You go, why don't you Google this? Well, here's the point. You're going to be a 100 business director.
Here's the point. You're going to be a millionaire in less than 7 days because Bono's going to sing you a snowplow removal song. Where are you located? Phoenix, Arizona. How's that snowplow removal doing?
Listings that are relevant to Google. So just on the social media alone, you're going to get a lot of traffic. Now, what you do with that traffic, I cannot control that. How you close?
Oh, my God. This is a world that's so familiar to me.
I have PTSD,
me too, actually, because I've been in 70 of those conversations. Yep. And it's like, you know, just from that, you as a listener out there, take your own life experiences. When you start an Instagram page, if you have your own little small business, if you started your own Facebook page, or let's say your own personal Instagram profile or Facebook profile, how many people just showed up to your Facebook page because you put it up there? Zero. Yeah. The same goes for a website. Just because you put it up there does not mean you're going to start getting business. It takes a lot of work and a shit ton of money to get to the top of Google. Mm-hmm. And these guys are just full of fucking shit is what they are.
Yeah.
Dudes, I got no say-so on that. So you take all the calls. You determine who you want to take on. I don't make any commissions on your contract. I'm not a lead broker. I'm a customer.
A lead broker? Person. What? I who is customer? The business that he's talking to? Yeah.
First of all, and second of all, what exactly is he selling? He's selling a copy of your website for $1,000? Oh, Paul.
That's what we do. Now, typically, my campaign goes for about $1,499. Don't have a heart attack because that's not for you. That's if, let's say, you went on my website.
That's for the ballers.
That's not for you. You don't need that. You can't have that. For you, special, just for you, $9.99. That's your level. Let's say you went into my website. You'd see $12,675. That's not for you. You can't have that.
That's the baller level.
You can get in entry level for $12,797 today because prices are going up, inflation and everything. I got to pay raises next year. You know what I'm saying?
You like what I have to offer. And you say, Paul, can you help me? I want to hire you. And I'm not in that area. And I don't know the numbers I'm exposing to you now. That would be the price, and that would be for labor work, for my IT guys to do the due diligence and the research. What I'm offering you today is a one-time promotional price, because I need somebody. I'm not desperate, but I know you got a good reputation, because I've already done some homework on you. I could offer you the full same package for $399.99. One-time setup.
$399. It's going to change your life.
It's going to change your life for $399. Yeah. Anyone that promises to, if it's a preacher, if it's a guy on television, if it's Paul calling from the World Concepts Agency or whatever the fuck it is, anybody that promises to change your business trajectory for $399 is lying. Nah. They're not right.
Yeah.
It's like some of these podcasters I talk to, and they're like, well, if I put $7.99 into advertising, I'm going to get a million downloads. No, you will not. No. You're going to have to lose a lot more money than that to get successful like the commercial break. Okay. All right. Listen, well, maybe we'll get back to it. We're going to do one more. I've got one more Paul Cruz video, and I swear I'm saving the best for last.
Okay.
Okay. We'll get
to
it next week. That's right.
I guess, he's just goes into different industries. and sells.
I think he's like a hired gun.
Just a sell.
Yeah, I think he's a hired gun. You know what I actually think he does? I think he says, I'm so good at what I do, you don't have to pay me. I'll go in and I'll close some business.
Right.
Yeah, because he's always selling something different. On every commercial, on every video. And those videos that he's posting like three a day.
He's an expert in nothing.
That's true.
You always want to buy from people that don't know what they're selling.
Maybe that's...
You too.
Yeah, you too. You too can buy you too. Google owns them.
Yeah.
Maybe that is why Paul never really says what he's selling.
Yeah.
He's just selling sales.
Yeah, he's just selling a sale.
He just has to tell people how good he is at sales to prep them for the sale he's never going to ask.
Yep.
Oh my God, so much fun.
Yes.
All right, well, that's all I can do for today. I'm hot as fuck, man. I'm going to go and lay down naked in my pool, I think.
Okay.
On the shallow end where there's shade.
Yeah, there's
man,
that tree.
Man, it's hot. Yeah, there's that one tree, which I hate 99% of the year. But today, I love you, Mr. Tree. Okay, Chrissy, that's all I can do today.
I think so, Brian.
I love you, Chrissy.
I love you, Brian.
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Like and subscribe to any of our videos. Comment. Hey, do us a favor. Review us on your favorite podcast player or platform. There's a rating button. There's a comment button.
We had some great reviews,
too. There's some great reviews. And a lot of them come on Apple. You don't have to be on Apple to review us. You can do it on almost every podcast player. So take 2 seconds out of your day. Tell everybody how much you like or hate the commercial break. Just leave us 5 stars. That's all we care about.
Yeah.
661-237-8296. That's 661. The word best. The number 2. Y-O-Yo. Leave us a comment, a question, a concern, all right there. You can text us or leave us a voicemail. Hit us up on the website, tcbpodcast.com. That website created by Paul Cruz Sales Agency. Just wanted to let you know
that's right. It's just a copy.
It's just a copy of the other of the other website. And yeah, I paid $3.99 for it. And I don't mean $399. I paid $3.99. Changed the future of the commercial break forever. We're the most popular podcast ever because of that copy of the website.
Yeah.
I mean, just look. We're just flooded with people. 3 million listeners can't be wrong. Or maybe they are. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
bye.
Bye.